Hello there. Welcome to the World Cafe podcast. This podcast has been designed with created content that centers on the power of words. Can we really do anything without speaking? Can we really do anything without the agency of words? Yes, that is what this podcast is all about. And I am your host, Amakri Isobe, your neighborhood word trader. I believe in the power of words, for it is the unit of creation. I trade in words to profit my world. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good everything. We're back. Did we leave? I don't think so. Yes, you know how we say it on the show. This is the World Cafe Live Show, that space where we all come in to lean on one another's, you know, energy to forge a positive path. We're back. How are you? How are you doing? I'm fine where I am. It's been, you know, a little bit of rain and sunshine. I told you a while ago, it's been hot. You know, if you have been following, it's been hot at the center of Nigeria. That's Abuja. But recently, we just started having, a slight showers here and there. So we're beginning to like feel those cool breeze and all of that. Aside that, life is good. Yes, we're back. Today, I have something amazing I want to talk about. And I have someone that will be doing that with me. How to create a compelling corporate story. To do justice to this is somebody who's been in this space for a while. Yes, is a she. And she has this exciting personality. I will allow you to meet her. Her name is Nikita Kuma. And when she comes on, you will feel that energy from your end. So where is she? Enough of my talking. Let me bring her on. And there she is. Hi, Nikita.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. A little bit nervous. What is he going to ask me?
So where are you at now? Where's your present location?
I'm in London at the moment.
Okay. Before we came on, I know you were telling me about visiting Africa, Ghana, Nigeria. So what's it like? What's your expectation? What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to, well, as I said, I've only been to Africa one time before. I went on a safari, like I think a lot of people who travel there do. I went on a safari, so this time I just want to really experience, you know, the country. Right. Less of the animals this time.
Okay.
And yeah, just have fun.
All right. Well, you will. You will. Ghana, Nigeria, they're like what you will call... something like what? How do I describe it in Europe now? Say Germany and Austria, something like that. You know, they're the same people, the language, the lifestyle, and all of that, the geography, and all of that, very similar. So it's like when you move from Ghana to Nigeria, you tell yourself, "I just took a step from the first room to the second room in the same building," so to speak. You know. So who is Nikita? Let's get to meet her. Who is she?
So at the moment, I'm the head of podcast production at the moment at Pickle & Co. We help with corporate companies and their communications with the public. So we help them produce their podcasts and make sure that they're successful. I've been doing this for about over a year now. And I love it. Honestly, it's the first job that I've ever done that I actually love. So I'm glad that I now get to speak about it.
So now let us look at that love element of what you do. So you love it. Why do you love it? Is it that you get value from it, and you get to meet people, you get to help people? What is that love component now?
So before I joined this company, I was in and out of different jobs. I was constantly changing the company that I was working at, and I was mostly in sales. And there's a lot of talking in sales. Obviously, I love to talk. Having conversations is one of my favorite people. But when you're actually selling, it's a different kind of conversation. Usually, mm-hmm. a lot of it mm-hmm. is about trying to get them to buy something from you. So coming into this role, it was very different. Like, I'm not just selling the company, I'm actually helping people with their communication, basically. And my favorite thing to do is to have conversations with people. So I work with a lot of people who are communications leads in mm-hmm. big corporate companies, so they obviously love to talk mm-hmm. as well. So that's one thing that I love about the company. The other thing mm-hmm. is that I am very creative as well. I wanted to have more of that creative aspect into my okay. job role as well. So what I do here, helping with podcasts and engagement and, you know, building conversations, it's very creative as well. So yeah, happy.
Beautiful. Now you have niched in on the kind of communication you're involved with, which is more or less corporate. And when you talk about corporate, you talk about large organizations and all that. So do you think it's necessary? Because someone may just say, corporate communication, is it not just to put out one email out there or put out this out there? So why do we need to pay attention to corporate communication?
Well, it's exactly the opposite to just putting kind of information out there. And the purpose with most of these podcasts and what a lot of the listeners can gain from it is actually hearing the people behind the brand. So obviously we buy from all of these companies, we use their services, but we don't really know, we can't really trust a brand until we know who runs these brands, who's in charge and what they're doing, what they're like, how they interact with other people, hear it from their point of view. So when these corporates are creating their podcasts, a lot of them can be very information focused in terms mm-hmm. of educating and showing themselves as an expert, but a lot of them are not only educational, but you hear the different executives and partners in the companies having conversations with people who are either in their company or externally. And when they're talking with each other, obviously through that long form content, because a lot of these episodes can be over an hour, hearing that happen, just really, it does give you a different perspective on the company. So the reason why they do it as well is because they want to show people who they are, not just okay. what kind of a brand they are.
All right. So we're looking at now personality, who they are, and should I say this kind of service they provide, what they are. Now, from your perspective or from your position, do you think it's expensive, or do you think what we spend in this building or curating such communication is worth it in terms of cost?
I definitely think so. I mean, you spend money to create your products, you spend money on every aspect of your company. So spending just that amount or probably less is mm-hmm. more worth it on showing people who you are behind them, because obviously the main thing in all business is trust. You need your customers to trust you, you need your employees to trust you, and that's something that you can't really put a price tag on anyway. So yeah, I do think, definitely think that's worth it.
But you know, some organizations are, would I say, are press shy or media shy. They play the ostrich game. They kind of put their head somewhere and feel like, don't worry, things will sort themselves out and all that. So what do you have to say about such organizations, and how should they approach their corporate communication?
I think that those kinds of companies, at the end of the day, if they are thinking, you know, long term, I know definitely being of a younger generation myself and growing up with all of these new companies, and it's becoming, we can see that's becoming a new world. There's a lot, everything is to do with diversity and inclusion and being open with your communication, being honest, speaking up and things like that. So if you are a company that is kind of hiding behind the curtain and sticking your head in the sand, mm-hmm. you're not going to be one that these new consumers are going to want to go with, because as I said, they need to trust you. And in order to trust you, you can't trust a logo, you trust the people that are running the company. So long term, I don't think that's a good plan necessarily for these companies to not show who they are. Because even me, when I, let's say something simple like even buying a product, I look at the reviews, I see what people are saying about it. Mm-hmm. I don't just look at it and think, yep, ticks the box, let's go move forward. I look at the reviews, I look at what people are saying about it. Even in there, one random example is that one customer could say, I had this experience with someone from the company and it's a negative experience, and the company hasn't responded to them, for example. They haven't responded to that bad review, and it would deter me from going with that company, because can I trust this company? Okay. Who are they? What are they going to be like with my product? How are they going to deal with me as a consumer? So
Now you said something so profound. People don't buy logo, you know. People don't buy logo, they buy trust, more or less. Now, there's this organic communication that flows from the trust coefficient. Okay, I trust you. And because I trust you, I want to listen to you. I want to get more out of you. So how do we, as a corporate organization or as a corporate body, how do we marry the logo to the trust so that whoever sees the trust, or I mean, whoever sees the logo, what speaks to the person is trust, not just the logo. Now, how do we achieve that?
It's through building a relationship with the public. So it's through communicating with the public, essentially. So this can be multiple things, from posting content and on, let's say, LinkedIn or Instagram or wherever it is that people do post content, you know, your ads and things like that. But it's more so building that actual relationship and changing the way that you're communicating with them, because obviously doing it through these ads and this short form content doesn't really lead customers to trust. You need to actually build trust with them. So for me, and obviously being in this company, I've seen that the best way to do it and to build a loyal following and loyal customer base is through podcasts. For me, from what I've seen, the best way for a company to do this is podcasts. There isn't really other long form content that they can put out there to build that kind of trust with your customers and build that kind of trust with the public in general. I mean, because podcasting can be 30 minutes or 40 minutes, it's hard to compete to say that there's a better way in terms of a 30-second reel or even one or two, 3-minute reel. And more often than not, it will be maybe paid actors in there. It will be the marketing people in there. But for the actual brands themselves and the people that are in positions who are actually running the company, podcast long form content is the way to go.
So now you know that the corporate organization has what I describe it as a two-way door. You have people on the other end, your customers, people you need to reach. But at the same time, you have some other people on the other door. The other door now, on the other side of the door, I beg your pardon, which is the people in the organization who carry out the processes and all that. And we always have this corridor conversation where you see rumors grow. And before you know it, it was a rumor, but all of a sudden, what was a rumor has become true, so to say, and is sticking there. Now, from your experience, or if you want to advise a corporate organization, an entity, how would you advise them in managing such so that the other people, I mean, the people on the other side of the door, which is your people that work for you in the organization, would embrace the organization, will trust the organization, so that the messaging they push out there would correspond, you know, to what we are seeing here. How would you advise?
So there is a lot of, it's down to a lot of companies and the morals and values that they keep from the management. It's the management who are running it. But what I would say is that, from my personal experience first,
yeah,
everywhere that I've worked previously, it is me personally, I'm a very outspoken person, I'm very confident, I'm very headstrong, like I've never had an issue saying my opinion and what is, but in every previous company that I've been in, bearing in mind that I knew that I was just maybe an ant within the organization, I would still want to say my opinion, but I would be a little bit worried to say it to management, because maybe it wouldn't be handled the best, or it's seen as a negative for me to speak up and let them know what my opinion is. So then I would go and speak to my colleagues, which is what I'm sure everyone does. However, when you are in a company where you can hear their values out loud, they're constantly talking about their values and the management is embodying it, you feel more comfortable to go and give your opinion, knowing that it's not, they're not taking it as criticism and they're taking it constructively, or they can explain you a different point of view as to why what you thought is maybe not the actual case. So there needs to be just open communication. They need to be openly communicating and genuinely being themselves with their employees. What I experience with my clients is that, and these, as I'm speaking for ones that actually do podcasts, what I find is that because they are, even the ones on the team, because they are here listening to these podcasts and they know, oh, my company does a podcast, they listen to it, they're engaging, the people are being honest and open, they can kind of hear how management is that way. So then they can decide whether they're comfortable to go to them and speak to them about something. And usually if management is on a 1 hour long, you know, unedited conversation with someone, you tend to be able to see how they are as a person. And if that's how management is, that's how they're wanting other people that they hire within their organization to be as well. And we also have a lot of internal podcasts. So what that means is they are actually, it's the management who is running a podcast that only gets distributed to the employees, and it's not a public show. And that's a way that they can communicate with their, it's just a way to communicate, because, for example, one CEO does not have time to sit down with every one of his 1,000 employees for 1 hour a day to hear their feedback. But he can sit on the podcast for 1 hour a day and talk on there and show themselves.
Beautiful. Now I want us to look at this. Change is the only constant we have in life. And you have a lot of changes that goes on in organizations. And sometimes if you're not careful, the way you communicate this change, you do more harm than good. So from your experience, from the custom, or rather, what do you call them now, clients you've had over this period, how best would you advise them to communicate change? Whether you want to like it or not, change somehow brings a level of pain. You know, certain people don't want it and all of that. But if when you look at the overall, what I say, process, this is what is going to bring, you know, generally good for everybody. So how would you, or how do you advise corporate organizations to communicate change without not necessarily harming the people now, but reducing that level of harm?
So change, me in particular, I used to be someone who was scared of change before. but then I learned why change is actually a good thing. So from what I've learned, I would say the best way to, and which is the way that I now communicate change, I would say that the best way to do it is to, for example, if you're speaking to your team and mm-hmm. you're telling them about a change that is taking place, because you know it can be quite scary to some people, you first let them know what the benefits of this new thing that you're putting in place is so that they actually want it themselves. You show them the possible advantages of doing it and remind them that at the end of the day, with no change, there's no growth. Improvements don't happen by being comfortable. It happens mm-hmm. outside of that when you mm-hmm. learn, when you're experiencing something new. Just reminding them as to why they want the change as well, because everyone all the time, the world is constantly changing, life, the ups and downs, there's constant changes. And especially within a company where this is not something that has hit them over the head, it's something that was thought out, the process was thought out, there are reasons behind it. There's a reason that if I want to implement something new, there's a reason that I want to do it and a reason why I think it's best. So mm-hmm. communicating that and what calmed your own doubts, communicating that to them is probably the best way to go.
Beautiful. Now, your customer base or your clientele base, is it just in Europe or it cuts across Europe, America, Africa, those you've had, you know?
So the podcasts that we work with we have two legs of our company, actually. One is a podcast guesting service. Those clients are from all over the world. They could be consultants, coaches, CEOs who want to build their personal brand, for example, and they'll be from anywhere. In our podcast production agency side, we have a lot of clients all over Asia. So they'll be in Singapore, Thailand, India, UK. We have clients in UK and we have clients in the US as well.
You don't have any in Africa. I think we should. You don't have any. I remember the last time I was discussing with Graham Brown. Graham Brown, it's one of you, correct?
Yeah.
An amazing guy. And I did mention to him, so have you considered it to have that leg in Africa, even passing through the World Cafe, for example? You want to collaborate with World Cafe and reach some amazing personalities and organizations within Africa. Have you thought about that? Because you're not in Africa.
I'm going to be very honest. We would definitely love to be in Africa, but I'm going to be very honest. A lot of our clients for our agency services, just because, you know, of how good we are, they come to us. So we're not out there actively, you know, finding loads of clients. We actually get a lot of people coming to us for our services because they've either heard of us or they've heard of us. A lot of it is referrals. And we haven't, let me put that back on you. Why has no one from Africa come to us?
Well, I've had this conversation with Graham Brown. And amazing conversation we had here on the World Cafe. And for me, the way I see it from the level of collaboration, and we have a lot. Yes, Africa, Nigeria. When you talk about Africa, you talk about Nigeria, Ghana, South Africa, Kenya, Egypt, and what have you. So it's a question of, okay, do we have this desire to break into the African market? How? You may ask, think of it this way. You have a business in Asia, you have a business in America, but you want to project the possibilities to Africa. And it's like, okay, how do I communicate it? How do I get a messaging out there? Because you will agree with me, messaging differs from continent to continent very much. The way we receive messages in Africa, particularly in Nigeria, obviously it's different from the way messaging goes on there. So these are the things you consider. So why not, if not? So we want to take it one step further, you know, like we have this potential and we can collaborate and see what we can achieve through there. Because I follow your organization so well. After I discussed with Graham Brown on LinkedIn, I always go, I see what he does. And there's this other guy Dressmond, was that his name? Now I'm trying to remember his name. He's one of you also, you know, he puts up a lot. So I go through it, I see the statistics, and I love, like, whoa, these guys are doing a great job. But again, I would say Africa is missing from your portfolio. So I think it's an opportunity.
I agree. Definitely, definitely. I mean, well, I'm here now, so I can make it happen. Before, because of the podcast industry, and obviously it's still actually really new, the main places that it was at is places like India and US in particular. So obviously I'm in London at the moment, so I am in the UK base, and we are trying to, we're now gonna grow to being in every country, hopefully. We just need people to want to work with us and have that need for doing the podcast. So the thing that we're trying to do first is, because it's so new, a lot of companies don't even know that this is a potential route to go down, podcasting for their company. They spend loads and loads of money on marketing, and I mean, this is, podcasting is a very organic and relationship way to build relationships with your consumer base and your clients. So the way we're going first is by trying to educate people and help people first know why they should want to do the podcast, and then hopefully they'll be working with us in every country.
Beautiful. Guys, we've been discussing with Nikita Kuma. Yeah, we've been talking about creating that compelling corporate story. And she's shared so much with us, and the potential within this space, you know, what you can achieve embracing podcasting and what have you, you know, telling your story, gaining the confidence of the market and extending your share area in the market and all of that. That's what we've been doing. And you will agree with me, we've been having an amazing time. So Nikita, before I let you go, I know you have so much outlined, you know, to handle. Yes. Before I let you go, so how do you unwind? I always ask my guests that question, you know, in the midst of all the hustle and bustle and what have you. So how do you unwind?
I mean, me in particular, anything creative is the way to calm my mind. So I can do anything from painting. I paint a lot. Most of my spare time is taken up painting, and that completely quiets my mind. I mean, it's all to do with my hands, and I paint what I feel. So painting, I like to go on lots of walks, do a lot of yoga. And I eat lots of food as well. Cooking and eating and trying new restaurants. That's how I unwind. Reading a book.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's so beautiful. The aspect of being creative, you know, you want to rest, you want to like unbundle and, you know, onboarding yourself. You just exactly, you go into that space and all of that. It's an amazing way. Someone asked me once this same question, and I said, well, I rest by working. And it's like, what do you mean by, yes, I rest by working, what do you mean by that? I said, well, actually, I love writing, I love creative writing and all of that. So when I want to rest, I just go into that mode. I feel relieved each time, you know, I get into that mode and I do one or two things. And so I can relate with that so well. Thank you so much for taking this time, you know, to come into the space to share with us. I look forward to the Pickle podcasting company. Yes, bringing your vibes and your juices this way, as into Africa, via,
I look forward to it too.
Via collaboration with the World Cafe podcast. I mean, I look forward to it, so that we extend this messaging and all of you, all of that. Thank you so much, guys. You know how we do it on the show. You know, we always come in here with, you know, to share positive energy by leaning on one another's experience. And we just had that now with Nikita Kuma. And well, I wish I could keep her here for us to keep talking, but you know, she has other things to do. But until we come your way again. You know how we say it on the show. Bye for now. Mickey?
Bye for now.
Awesome time it has been with you on the World Cafe podcast today. Thank you for being there. You can catch me up on my social media handles, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, all at Amakri Isoboye. Also, you can get copies of my books, A Cocktail of Words, The Color of Words, my HR Notebook, and Hocus Focus on God on Amazon and Roving Heights online bookstores. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel at the same address at Amakri Isoboye. I love to hear from you and how this podcast has impacted you. You can leave me a message at my email address, amakrigaribaldi@gmail.com. That is AmacriGaribaldi. Yes, till I come your way again. Bye for now.